This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Debs, we've been talking a lot today about best case, worst case scenarios for Giants, for the Giants and for the 49ers. We haven't yet done it with the Warriors. We could do it with the Warriors once we get off the phone with Moses Moody, who should be calling in at any moment. But I wonder, this most recent Warriors season is kind of unique because ever since they got Jimmy Butler, it almost felt like best case because they stayed healthy. They were racking up wins. The way that the postseason standings fell kind of seemed to work to their benefit. You got Houston in the first round. And you got Minnesota in the second round. You avoided OKC. You avoided Denver, right? But then once the postseason got here, Jimmy Butler gets hurt. Then Steph gets hurt. It kind of feels like over the course of maybe 3 months, you had the best case, and then you also had the worst case.
Right, and the injury was part of it. And we like to take injury out of it when we play best case, worst case. And in preparation for Moses Moody, and I'll say this before he comes on, and I'll probably say it when he is on, but the best case scenario involves Moses Moody taking another step. And if you look at his career so far, he's gone from 4.4 to 4.8 to 8.1 to 9.8 points per game. His games have gone up. His minutes have gone up. His shooting percentages from three have gone up. Everything has gotten incrementally better for Moses Moody in 4 years. And now you look at this team going into next year, and I know the roster's not complete, but if Moses Moody takes a fifth step in his NBA development, if he goes from 9.8 points a game to, let's just say, 11 a game, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And last year he shot 37% from three, and that included that stretch when he had the bum thumb where he shot 31%. So if Moses can get just a little bit better yet again, that I think falls in line with the best case scenario where, you know, Moses Moody becomes a real play you all the time, 27 minutes a night rotational piece, and you know, your depth improves, and if he's better, then that's going to help your team overall.
So the game that he injured his thumb in was that game at home versus Milwaukee on March 18th, right?
That's what I believe, yeah.
That was the day. His first 60 games of the year before that one, he shot 39% from deep.
Yeah.
You'll take that. That's a great number.
Absolutely.
You will absolutely take that. So and if he's that the next year, then yes, that's a big plus for the Warriors.
Right, and you look at just overall games. He played in 74 games last year of the 82, and he started 34 of them. And the previous 3 years, he'd only started a combined 23. So he played more games, he started more games, he played more minutes, and still his productivity was better. His percentages didn't go down. He got more shots, he took more shots, he made more shots, he scored more points.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think if you look at, you know, best case scenario for Moses Moody, it would be he plays like he did last year and even a little bit better and scores more and becomes a real, like, seventh man for this team.
Yeah, that, I mean, because he's also, at least as of right now, Dibs, obviously the potential acquisition of D'Anthony Melton maybe changes things, and who knows what else might be out there in terms of players that the Warriors will add to the roster. But if you were to say Warriors players that are currently under contract, which this also takes GP2 out of the equation, and I know GP2 would be Guru's answer to this question. But guys currently under contract, Dibs, who's the best perimeter defender? I mean, it's probably Moses Moody, right?
Yeah, you'd figure.
Got to be up there.
What? Yeah, I mean, maybe Jimmy Butler still. I mean, Jimmy Butler can still defend at a high level, but if you're talking about perimeter defender, meaning on-ball defender on the perimeter, it might be Moses Moody. Yeah, because, I mean, Pods sometimes can get barbecued a little bit on the perimeter. And
he'll get beaten just
Steph
off the dribble.
Steph better than you think, but, you know, it's still, I think that defensively he's probably not as good as Moses Moody. And, you know, I don't want to put too much pressure on Will Richard, but I really like what he potentially can do defensively on this team and, you know, earn his minutes that way. Maybe not right away. I don't know if he starts in the G League or if he gets a chance at all. I know Steve Kerr doesn't always lean on rookies right away, but, you know, he could come in and make an impact like Pods did his first year.
Yeah. I mean, he does have the tools to do that, the physical skill set to do that. Now, we don't even know if he's going to have a full-time contract, if he's going to have a two-way deal, if he's going to be what. Now, the Warriors will very likely have to fill out the back end of the roster with very cost-efficient guys, and Will Tui or Alex Tui and Will Richard are going to be up there in terms of the most cost-efficient ways they can fill a roster. But he definitely has the ability to do that. But Moses Moody, I mean, he might be a starter for the Warriors, because you think back to when they went on that run, Dibs, with Jimmy Butler, it was Moses Moody in the starting lineup. Even when Moody was struggling to shoot, he was still in that starting lineup to close the regular season, and that's when they went on their streak of what? They went 21-5 at one point with that group led by Jimmy Butler and Steph, and for a big chunk of those games, it was Moses Moody in the starting lineup.
Yeah, and so you look at that same thing this year, and you start to figure out not only who you're going to have, but how all the pieces are going to fit. And, you know, Pods is a guy who started 33 games last year, and you could see the team going with, you know, Steph and Pods and Draymond and Jimmy, and then fill in the blank at center, Al Horford if he ends up signing, or maybe you can go with Quentin Post or TJD. And, you know, you look at the bench and you've got Buddy Hield, and you would have Moses Moody then off the bench. But you're right about filling out the roster. Not only do you have to fill it out to get to 14 or 15 players, but you still need to find some guys who you can rely on and play. And the one thing that gives me a little bit of hope about Will Richard making an immediate impact is Brandon Podziemski, who, as a rookie, he played 74 games, and he averaged 26.5 minutes a game.
That's a lot.
As a rookie. And
he was a first-round pick.
Right.
Not a lottery.
Late first.
But, yeah.
Late first. Late-ish. And he also is, I think, 2 years, or he was 2 years younger than Will Richard when he started.
Yeah. Will played all 4 years.
Right. And Brandon played, I mean, 2 years-ish. He
didn't really play much his first year in Illinois.
That was in Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Then he played one great year in Santa Clara. And
not the same level as Will Richard just played at Florida.
Right.
Winning a national championship.
And having 18 points in the Natty. He led Florida in scoring in that game. And I think Will Richard is more NBA-ready entering the association than Pods was, and yet Pods got all those minutes because he did many of the little things that a coach would love for him to do, and I think that Will Richard can be that same player.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not trying to build this guy up too much because I haven't seen him play a ton, but just sitting with him in Vegas, and you
I know
see,
you were impressed. You were impressed.
Well, impressed by not only his presence, but also his physique. Like, you know, he's ready, and two, he's, you know, he's much more of a younger looking. He doesn't yet have that musculature that you're going to need to.
Physically, he seems like a little bit of a project.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And he talked about the physicality being the big hurdle for him coming into the league. And, you know, Will Richard, every single game they played this year was against legitimate D1, SEC, top of the mark talent.
Oh, so best conference in college basketball was
and
the SEC.
Best conference maybe that we've seen in years as far as top to bottom. I think they got, what, 13 or 14 teams in the tourney?
And a lot of them were really high seeds, and they went deep into the playoffs.
No doubt.
Teams that went deeper than expected was Arkansas, which is where Moody went. But it was coached now by John Calipari, Arkansas, no longer by
Eric Musselman.
Eric Musselman is now at SC. But I mean, the SEC was an amazing conference, which is also where Moses Moody played. And we are expecting to hear from Moses here coming up in just a little bit on Willard and Dibbs.
Well, while we have a moment, then let me lay out more of the best case scenario for the Warriors.
Do it for
and
me.
Again, we're taking injury out of it because, you know, I'm going to assume normal games played for Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, which is to say about 65 apiece. You might get a little bit more, you might get a few less, but in a normal expectation, those guys are going to play 80% of the year. Just because that's what most players do.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield's going to play every game because that's what he does. But best case scenario is Steph Curry continues to be a top five player in the league. Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler continue to gel. And the big three, those three, have the same syncopation that they did toward the end of the year. And my other part of my best case scenario is Kuminga stays and they find a way to make Kuminga work. And all roads lead back to Kuminga. I don't believe that you can sign and trade Kuminga and get the kind of piece back that could be potentially better. I know Steiny was mentioning Royce O'Neal before, who makes about $10 million, who would be a good role player, probably more ready-made now than Kuminga. But I don't know if there is a trade out there that's going to net you a player as athletic and as good as Kuminga potentially could be. So my biggest, I guess, dream in this best-case scenario, is that Kuminga stays, he's not disgruntled, and Steve Kerr and company find a way to integrate him and make it so that he can get you 15 or 16 a night.
Let me ask you this. What do you think is more likely? That happens, or the Warriors find a sign-and-trade partner where they get something back in return that actually helps them and is a decently good, like, positive influence on them this year? Like, I would say someone like for the Kings, Keegan Murray fits monetarily, and it has a skill set the Warriors would love. But I would imagine the Kings wouldn't really offer that. We're probably both dealing in unlikeliness, but I wonder what you think is more likely, Kuminga staying and fitting, or the Warriors getting something of value, like a Keegan Murray for Kuminga.
Yeah, I think it's more likely that they get something for Kuminga. And I'm not going to sit here with false hope thinking, you know, Kuminga will stay and he won't be disgruntled and they'll find a way to make it work. And I know a training camp would certainly help that. And Steve Kerr and his coaching staff, I'm sure, are already going through scenarios of, if Kuminga's here offensively, how can they make it so, you know, Kuminga can play with Jimmy and or Draymond and or Steph. But for me, the more likely outcome would be a sign and trade, and you get whatever player. Keegan Murray, I don't know how much he makes on his contract.
10. So it would have to be like a $20 million contract from the Kings to Kuminga in order for that to work.
Yeah, and that's what Royce O'Neal makes as well. So, you know, that at least would be a player who could come in and fit the role. But I do think about the best case scenario of keeping Kuminga, and somehow he's content enough and you're able to use your offensive wizardry to make that work. Because if Kuminga's here and he can cook and he also takes a step forward like Moses Moody has every single year, all of a sudden your team is very dynamic and athletic.
Yeah, and speaking of Moses Moody, we now have him on the line standing by as Moses Moody joins us on the River Islands guest line. Moses, happy Friday. Thanks for taking some time out of your day to join us. How you doing? It's Mark Randy and Dan Dibley with you. Moses, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. Well. I'm back in the Bay. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be on the station.
Awesome. Thanks, Moses. And I know you were in Vegas. In fact, I know you've had a pretty busy offseason so far. You've been getting some work in with the team out there in Vegas. Now you're back in the Bay now, but what was the experience like in Vegas?
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun as it always is, you know, just being around, seeing everybody around the league, just in the same hotels. Mixing and mingling, I went to the NBPA events that they had there, worked out with the team. It was a good time.
Yeah, always fun. And Mark and I were out there broadcasting and sitting out there on the concourse. It's kind of neat to just see the people walking by, and it's like, oh, there's so-and-so. And it's got to be even more so that way for you, knowing so many people in the association and able to rub elbows with people that you don't often get to see.
Yeah, it's cool. I didn't even realize how many people I knew in the association. And but there's so many even like front office guys or people that they worked with the Warriors and now they work somewhere else and you haven't seen them since. It was just a lot of cool stuff like that.
Moses Moody with us here on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy and Dibs with you. And Moses, I know you mentioned the NBAPA, the Players Association, and you've been in the news because you've been named to the NBA Players Association Foundation's Board of Directors. I'm curious, how did this come about? How do you get named into a role like that? What is your role? What are you in charge of? Like, how did this all come about for you?
Yeah, it happened kind of randomly. So they called me during the season at some point telling me that I was nominated and they would be doing a vote amongst the team that they're amongst the board that they have now, and they said I was voted in. So then they kind of asked me did I want to do it, and I was down for it. But I'm just on the board, so just going through those decisions when it comes to like the grants that the NBPA matches and just decisions, you know, that goes through the board. I'm a part of that decision making process.
So are there meetings? Is it done by Zoom? And is it something where, you know, you actually take some time out of your regular day? Like, what's the commitment like to go out there and do all these great things?
It's not too strenuous. So we talk a couple times a year, you know, obviously going to Summer League, All-Star, I think, and a couple more calls throughout the year to where we're just update on everything that's going on and decisions going forward.
I know you've had a pretty busy offseason. I saw you were in Morocco at last month. Was that related to this and your new role on the board of directors, or is that something separate? And what did you do out there?
It wasn't related, given like the position and everything, but it was the NBPA that was doing classes out there on impact investment. So I just went and learned about that, as well as experienced a new country and a new culture that I never had before.
What'd you think of Morocco? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I went to the souk. It's like an outdoor marketplace, but like you're supposed to go out there and negotiate prices with the locals. Like whatever price they give you isn't the real price, and you're expected to negotiate. So that was fun. That was cool getting to do that, as well as just going around seeing stuff. I really enjoy talking to people and walking around the streets.
What kind of a negotiator are you, as it turns out?
I was pretty good. So my first problem was that I didn't realize the translation into American money. So I thought I was doing better than I actually was. In the beginning, I thought I did a good job, but I realized I didn't. So once I got that figured out, I was a lot better.
Well, lost in translation there a little bit. Maybe that hurt you, but your skills as a negotiator are there. Maybe you could offer some help to Mike Dunleavy in the front office this offseason, because they're in the middle of trying to get some deals done.
Oh yeah, I got some good practice now, so yeah, I can offer my sources, my skills wherever they're needed.
That's awesome. We also learned that you dealt with a pretty serious injury to your shooting hand towards the tail end of last season, a torn UCL in your right thumb. You had surgery to get that repaired, and I would imagine you're in the rehab process right now. First of all, what was it like having to play with that torn UCL in your right thumb down the stretch of the regular season and in the postseason? I can't imagine that was an easy thing to do.
Yeah, it was really tough. I didn't know it was torn at that point, but I couldn't really use it, and it hurt, like, to catch the ball, to dribble the ball, all of that type of stuff. But I mean, I could play around it, and you know, I make it a point to say, like, if I'm going to play, then I'm not going to say, okay, every time I mess up, it's because my hand hurts. Like, if that's the case, then you shouldn't play. So it was just that. It is what it is. We're trying to make the playoffs, going down the stretch, and if I knew it was torn, I probably would have sat it out. But no, we had this. We had to make the playoffs, so that's what it was, and now with the rehab process, I'm pretty much back now. I've been on the court shooting and dribbling like normal, so yeah, that's it's coming to a good.
That's
good
great
point.
To hear. I wonder what that's like when you have an injury that hurts, but it's not so debilitating that you absolutely can't play. How do you go about making that decision as to whether or not to keep playing or to try to shut it down?
Yeah, it's a tough decision when it's something that's serious, but you can play. Because it's like, when it happened, I'll admit, I'm always someone that's going to downgrade an injury. So, like, in the explanation, I probably could have explained it better on what it was. But, yeah, I didn't, if I'd known it was torn, then I probably should have went ahead and did something. But, I mean, I feel like it worked out pretty good. It wasn't too debilitating where I couldn't play, and you know, I didn't make it much worse. So I think it went worse for the best.
Moses, I know you're not the kind of guy to use any injury, even one as serious as that, as an excuse. But I mean, just how difficult did that make everything? I mean, were you able to catch the basketball normal? Were you able to grip the ball? Were you able to, I don't know, stick your hand in there and fight for loose balls and grab rebounds? I mean, just what did that injury specifically affect?
Yeah, so that ligament really is your thumb when it comes to, like, I couldn't palm the ball. So pretty much anything using your thumb. But I made ways to, like, I would shoot without my thumb, and then I would catch the ball without it hitting my thumb. And it was weird in the beginning, but once I started doing it enough, that became kind of my new normal. And now I'm trying to teach myself to start using my thumb again.
Yeah, and that's got to be kind of weird. Good, though, that your thumb is, you know, 95-100% all the way back. So you look at this upcoming year, and, you know, based on what the roster is right now, the team's going to need even more from you. How much are you looking forward to year five and, you know, taking another step forward in your career?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I like the situation we had. I like the situation we finished with. You know, obviously, didn't work out like we wanted to down the stretch, but overall, I think we had a really good year, especially after the deadline. So I think we found something that we can lean on going forward, and, you know, just kind of see how it plays out.
Moses Moody of the Warriors with us here on Willard and Dibbs, and it's Grandy and Dibbs with you. Moses, you talk about the way that you guys closed the regular season after the deadline. Of course, the demarcation there is when you guys acquired Jimmy Butler and you guys closed the regular season on such a good run, it feels like there's a lot of, I mean, within the fan base, a lot of frustration, I guess, because there hasn't been any movement in the offseason in terms of additions to this roster. But let me know what you guys and everyone on the team think, because from the outside looking in, it kind of seems to me like what the team feels is necessary is just improvement on the margins, because you got Jimmy Butler in here and you guys were so good to close the regular season. And if Steph didn't get hurt, who knows what happens in the postseason. So do you and the team feel like what was needed and what is needed this offseason is more smaller things on the margin as opposed to a major overhaul?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like we had to make something happen, and we did. And I think the ability to do that at the time that we did was impressive. So, you know, you hate to try to come fix everything and then you make it worse than it is before. I mean, we found something that worked. We leaned on it when we needed it most, and it worked out for the most part. So I think that is something you just have to build upon. Don't fix something that's not broken.
No real big additions yet, but we do have some subtractions, including your old Joga partner, Kevon Looney. How much is that going to hurt just personally to not have Kevon around anymore? And are you eyeballing somebody else to be your new Joga partner?
it's going to be tough losing alone in so many ways. You know, he's been here since I got here. And he's the person he's been for the team, for me, is unmeasurable. So he definitely can't be replaced in any way, in that, including the Joga room. So, but the way that he looked out for me and brought it to my attention, made it accessible. He even paid for me to do it for my first year of Joga. You know, just extending that out to guys coming in the way he did to me, and he didn't put pressure on me to do it. So the same thing with Chapel, going to Chapel before the games. He told me he was going, and it was up to me to go if I wanted to or not. So the mindset is to keep doing, is to just keep that legacy going.
That's great. Hey, Moses, I'm curious. You're entering now, you're number five in the NBA. I know Dibs asked you just about the season ahead for the team as a whole. Where do you feel like you've got to make, a step forward? What are you focusing on this offseason? Where do you feel like you can improve the most and help the team potentially in the starting lineup or in whatever role you're asked? Where do you think you got to make the biggest step forward?
I think I would like to play with the ball in my hand a little bit more. So being able to come off pick and roll as well as just play in action, that's putting me as a screener. Maybe even Draymond getting the rebound, pushing it up the floor, making something happen, cross-screening, things like that. So just being comfortable being in the actions and making myself useful to the team in different ways, as well as continuing my on-ball defense presence. I found something during the year, so just continue to grow and build on that, as well as always shooting.
You got Morocco, you got Vegas under your belt. You still have a pretty good, decent amount of summer left before you get into training camp. What do you have planned other than staying sharp and getting fit? Do you have any other fun and exotic trips planned, Moses?
Well, I've been all over the place. I went to the Dominican Republic. I went to the land of Buddy Hield in Bahamas. I went to London. So I've been all over the place a bit already, but next on the books is Little Rock, Arkansas. I spent some time there a couple weeks ago, and it was really good to be there without nothing that I have to do, just being home like it was growing up for some time, hanging out with my family, my little cousins and stuff, taking them to the court. So that was all fun. And I got my camps coming up this next week where Draymond is going to be coming back to the city. He's coming to my camp. That's next on the agenda.
That's awesome. Sounds like a fun summer. I wonder if you've had any Jimmy Butler time, because Jimmy, toward the end of last year in the offseason, said, I'm going to spend time with all my guys. Have you gotten any Jimmy Butler time in your summer plans?
I haven't yet, but I'm sure I'm going to be training in LA a lot later on, so I'm sure I'll run into him there.
Awesome.
That's awesome, Moses. Well, best of luck at your camp coming up next week in Little Rock. We appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule, and have a great camp. Have a great rest of your offseason, and we'll catch up with you when the season gets going, okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Awesome. Thanks, Moses. Moses Moody of the Warriors. Entering year number 5.
I know.
Kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
It's hard to believe, but, you know, he and Kuminga, both lottery picks in the same draft, and, you know, you look at where Moses is now and where he started, it's just been nice incremental improvement. Year over year, more minutes, more games, better shooting percentages, more points, and that's really, you know, what you're hoping to see from any player that you draft. The whole thing about draft and develop, and everybody who wants to point the finger at the Warriors and say, you don't develop young people. Well, let's remember Kevon Looney, 10 years as a Warrior, 3-time champ, and he sure developed to the point where now he's getting $16 million from another team. And Moses Moody, he got a nice 3-year, $39 million contract with the Golden State Warriors. And in his 5th year, they drafted him, and he's now developed into a good, solid player in the NBA.
The news that broke, whenever we found out about his thumb and how badly it was hurt, maybe I'm just completely overreacting to this, Dibs, but once I found out about that and hearing him say that he couldn't, like, palm the ball and anything that you would do with your thumb, I had to, like, relearn how to do it. And I know Moses would never make an excuse for himself, and that's just the kind of guy he is, and it's why I don't think anyone in this organization has ever said a bad word about him, because that's just who he is as a person. He'd never use it as an excuse for, you know, as you mentioned, what, 38% from the field and 31% from deep ever since he tore that ligament in his right thumb. He's never going to use that as a reason why that he struggled to shoot the ball. But ever since I found out about it, I feel like 10 times more confident that Moody's going to be like a major, major part of whatever next year is for the Warriors.
I think so. And if you look at the numbers and you ran him down the first, whatever, 60 games of the year, and he shot 39% from three, which every year over year, his percentages have steadily gone up. And, you know, I'd like to go back and look at some of the film, so to speak, of how he was shooting the ball after the injury.
Yeah, trying to shoot without your thumb.
Four fingers. I mean, you're a knockdown shooter, 2-time knockout champion.
Not bad.
You got a nice little shot. I don't know if you can dribble or pass or defend, but yeah, thank you, Ken. You can shoot the ball. I've seen you now in 2 different knockouts, and yes, Ken, I drop it.
You can keep him coming if you want.
Yes, you got a nice little shot, okay? I doubt you can, you know, get up and dunk at 6'3", but that's neither here nor there.
I can't dunk a regulation ball, but if I can palm the ball, I can dunk.
Well, Moses couldn't even palm the ball because his thumb hurt so bad. Yeah. And, you know, you even asked him, like, what about catching it? He's like, well, I had to learn to catch the ball without using my thumb. And,
well, I guess just your left hand, I guess.
Right. And so, you know, you go through and you're shooting fingers only, and no surprise that the game after the injury, he went 0-for-5 from the floor and 0-for-3 from 3. So I just wonder about how that went, where his thumb hurts, and I guess Rick Celebrini, the head of the medical staff, says, hey, Moses, you okay? How's your thumb? And he probably says, ah, it's fine, you know, jammed it a little bit.
A little uncomfortable, but nothing terrible.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's torn, and so if he would have complained more, they probably would have gone MRI and seen that it was torn, and, you know, he would have gone about things in a different way.
Yeah, and then, I mean, who knows what, I mean, We talk about the numbers, and he shot 31% from deep after the injury, and it's not great, but it's not as if he was not helping at all out there. I mean, he was still doing his thing defensively and doing all the small things that Moses Moody does. But if you're to tell me, Dibs, that he's a 40% shooter from deep next year, and he's playing maybe the best perimeter defense that the Warriors have, like, suddenly he becomes one of the more important Warriors. Like, and that's not an exaggeration. If you shoot 40% from deep and you're an above-average perimeter defender, having a player like that on a $13 million average annual value contract, that's a freaking steal. Like, that's what this offseason has been, is can you get your hands on the elite 3-and-D wings? And that's why OKC won the championship. It's why Indiana was... those guys have so many 3-and-D wings.
Right.
And Moses Moody, if he shoots 40% from deep or around there and takes a step as a defender, then he becomes a 3-and-D wing.
Right.
And you need that.
Even if he shoots, you know, 37-38%, that is more than serviceable, especially when he can defend. And, you know, you asked him about what he wants to work on and be able to do more of, and he talked about having the ball in his hands and, you know, being able to attack off the wing and get to the basket and
rebound,
play
and push the tempo.
Exactly.
Like Draymond.
Yeah, so those are all things that you look at Moses Moody. Year over year, he's getting a bigger role, and as he gets a bigger role, he is really thriving. And I'm looking at the log last year. He goes 4-for-6 from three, 4-for-8 from three, 1-for-4 against Denver, and then he gets hurt against Milwaukee. So he had actually had a number of good games. There's a 5-for-8 from three in there, and you know, multiple games where he's shooting 50% from three, not shooting a ton of shots from behind the arc, but when open, and when you're out there with Steph, you're going to have open looks because of the attention that teams pay Steph Curry. So Moses, if healthy, and he's out there with that lineup, he's going to get plenty of chances.
Well, let's see. I'm looking at a... So there's a stretch. Let's see. A stretch of 13 games, Dibs, from late February, and this almost... This is almost like in line with when Jimmy Butler was acquired. Almost, but not quite. Late February, the 21st, when they were in Sacramento of February, to the last game that he played fully healthy, at least when that thumb was fully healthy. That's a 13-game stretch. And I know it's a relatively small sample, and you could just say, well, you're picking and choosing the endpoints. Yeah, I am. But in that 13-game stretch, he shot 44.4% from deep, and the Warriors were 11-2 over 13 games.
Yeah.
And Moses was in the starting lineup. He was averaging 13 points per game, getting 3 rebounds, assist and a half per game, and was playing that solid defense. So we have seen it in stretches. It's kind of similar to Jonathan Kuminga, where you've seen it for stretches, but you haven't seen it over the course of an entire season necessarily. I think for Moody, a lot of it is also opportunity-based, and at the tail end of last year, it was also health-based. But when you laid out your best-case scenario for the Warriors, a big part of that is Moses Moody and him taking a step forward. The flip side, though, is, Dibs, what is the worst-case scenario for the Warriors, even if we're throwing out the injuries? Because I think we would all agree the worst case is your old guys don't stay healthy.
Right.
Which is somewhat realistic. I mean, they're 37, 35, and 35. But if we're to take out that as a possibility, what is included in the worst-case scenario for the Warriors for this coming year?
I think it would be the big three, Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. They all have a little bit of a regression, not due to injury, but more just due to age. And, you know, there's going to be a point where all these guys, if they keep playing, they're going to decline a little bit. And some would say that Draymond Green has already started the decline, and I think that's fair. Defensively, he still is an elite defender, but he's not as good defensively and not as good offensively. So if you take those three and they all have a little bit of a decline in their game, then that for me becomes part of a worst case scenario. And you do have to add in the Jonathan Kuminga factor. If Kuminga does end up staying and they don't have a way to fit him in offensively, and or Kuminga doesn't feel great about being back on the team, but maybe he's left with no option. There's no other offer. There's no sign and trade.
Yeah, yep.
He bites the bullet and plays for $7.9 million on the qualifying offer. And, you know, the team just still doesn't have a way to integrate him with the big three. And Kuminga winds up kind of getting lost in the sauce. That, to me, is a big part of what the worst case scenario would be if Kuminga stays. The other piece would be you sign and trade and you don't get much back. And the players that you do get back, or player, if that player is not very good, or, you know, D'Anthony Melton, you sign him and it's not due to injury, but he's coming off an ACL. Maybe it takes D'Anthony Melton 4 or 5 months back before he actually becomes a serviceable player again.
Yep.
And you sign Al Horford, and, you know, Mark and I were going back and forth on what his numbers have been trending down. If he takes another step down in his ability to do the one thing you need, which is, you know, shoot the ball from the outside, I think all those things add up to a worst-case scenario.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of this is just surrounding the Kuminga situation. And this specifically is not a knock on Kuminga. It's just the reality of the situation. If the Kuminga conundrum, as we've been calling it, Dibs, doesn't bear fruit one way or another, whether it's Kuminga himself staying and contributing or the return for Kuminga, whoever it is, doesn't matter who it is, not contributing, if you're getting like a net zero or net positive very, very little from whatever comes out of that situation, that seems to be the basis of what the worst case scenario is for the Warriors. Like, I don't know if calling it a miracle is the right way to describe it, but they need something to come from that situation, whether it is Kuminga on the roster and Kuminga playing and helping, or it's whoever you turn Kuminga into being a positive influence, because you're going to need it. As you said, the best case scenario for Steph and for Jimmy and for Dre is what, each of them play 60 plus games, 65 games? Like, if those guys all play 65 games, you'll take that in a freaking heartbeat.
Yep.
If they play 60 games each, you'll still probably take that. So if that's like what we call best case scenario, then you're going to have a world where, I know we're taking injuries out of the equation, but even if we're just talking about days where those guys are resting, when maybe they're not playing every back-to-back, and if you get off to a hot start and you're 20-10 in your first 30 games, and then you can afford to take some rest for those guys the rest of the year, you're going to need guys like Kuminga and Moody and Pods, or whoever you get for Kuminga, to come in and be effective and stave off some losses to earn those guys the right to continue to rest. So I think so much of this is just going to be how the Kuminga situation turns up, and whether he becomes, or whoever he turns into, becomes someone that actually helps you keep some of the miles off of your veterans.
Absolutely, and that's why I've always thought that keeping him and making it work would be my number one priority, because he's a young player and he can be explosive. Now, I'm looking at Kuminga's numbers, 15 games when he came back from injury, and the team had Jimmy Butler, and Kuminga averaged 12 a game after Jimmy joined the team, and he only played 21 minutes a game. So his minutes went down, his points per game went down, everything pretty much went down. He shot 17% from three after they acquired Jimmy Butler. He was 6-35, Kuminga was, 17%. He shot 74% from the foul line, which is good. You'll take that.
He got to the line. You give him credit for that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he got to the line four times a game, which is, it's not nothing, but ever since Jimmy came, his minutes went down, his productivity went down. Now, can a training camp fix that? I take Steve Kerr at his word when he says, yeah, you know, we're going to have to figure out a way to make all this work when JK comes back and he's still here. But the worst case scenario for me is Kuminga winds up with this productivity where he's only playing 20 minutes a game. Some games he's only playing 10 minutes. And, you know, if Draymond or Jimmy has to miss a game, then maybe Kuminga gets 30 minutes. But an inconsistent amount of playing time for Kuminga, and perhaps he's not thrilled with the contract situation, that to me can become a big negative, and also the distraction factor of what that would be.
Yeah, because, I mean, what I think did the Warriors in, obviously it was the Steph injury, but if we zoom out, like, what led to the Steph injury? One, it was you let the Houston series go seven games, and if you close that out in five or even six, maybe he doesn't get hurt. But the bigger thing was you were playing playoff basketball from February on. And once you acquire Jimmy, you were full go, sprint to the finish line over the course of like 30-plus games into the postseason. How do you avoid that situation again? By getting off to a good start. And this, I think, is where Steiny and Goo were coming from. I think it was yesterday when they were talking about the chemistry issue potentially that might pop up if Kuminga comes back. Not because Kuminga is a problem by itself, but reportedly, who knows what actually happened, might have turned down a five-year, $150 million contract, and now he's staring at maybe having to accept something in the neighborhood of $15, $16, $17, $18 million, and maybe he comes in not incredibly thrilled to be back, and that all seems possible. And if that casts a shadow in the locker room and things aren't hunky-dory and chemistry is tested, and that locker room is tested, maybe you're unable to get off to the quick start that I think they really have to get off to, so they cannot coast but don't have to chase a postseason spot beginning in February. Because if they go into the All-Star break next year, Dibs, like a top four seed in the West, then they can almost play the standings. They don't have to play each game like a must win. They can say, well, this is a team that's ahead of us in the standings by eight games. We really don't need to win this game. Oh, this is a team that's right behind us by two games. We really need to go for this game. Let's try to win this one. Like, you're not purposely losing games, but you can kind of pick and choose your spots
absolutely.
A little bit more, and therefore you set yourself up for success when the postseason comes around.
In the championship year, Steph Curry missed the last month of the season. He was injured, and you were able to get him rested and get him ready. And in that year, you started 18-2, and you mentioned at the break, they were 42-17. They were in second. They were 6.5 back of Phoenix. Fine. You weren't going to catch Phoenix,
whatever.
And turned out Phoenix wasn't that good, but you were the 2 seed, and you were very comfortably ahead of the 7. You had an 11-game lead on the 7 seed, so getting down the stretch, you didn't have to even push it. And, you know, Draymond missed some time, and Steph missed a month, and you had that cushion that you were talking about.
Yeah.
And this year, these guys are now 3 years older than they were then. That cushion becomes all the more important if you want to make some noise in April, May, and June.
Yeah. No doubt. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Willard and Dibbs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And while you're there, make sure to check out both the Morning Roast and Steiny and Guru from earlier today. Time for a break here on Willard and Dibbs. It's Dibbs and Grandy. Shout out to Moses Moody for taking some time and joining us earlier this hour. If you missed it, that also was available for you on the free Odyssey app. You can also check it out on our YouTube channel as well. Time for a break. Back with one more segment when we return right here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
A little bit of Tears for Fears to close out the week.
Yeah,
huh?
Not bad. You're hitting me where I live. This is high school, baby. For you kids back there and all you kids out
when
there listening.
When did this come out?
This would be 1985.
Let's see.
I mean, this is one of those times where you don't really have to question me because
March 22nd, 1985.
Mark, I'm telling you, this was... Thank you. March of 85 would have been junior year. I think they played this at my junior prom. Shout out Kathleen Webb, where fellow redhead, you get down to the last week and you don't have a prom date because I was a fat red pumpkin. And, you know, your friends are like, hey, Kathleen doesn't have a date either. It's like, well, I mean, do I even need to ask her? It's like, hey, dateless.
Wow.
I'm also dateless. And so we agreed to just go to the prom together.
Do you guys dance to Everybody Wants to Rule the World?
I don't even think we danced once. It was one of those things where you walk in together
and then you go to your separate
friends.
Ways.
I was friends with everyone in my class. We had an unbelievable class at Marin Catholic, class of 86. I know you're out there listening. So it's just one of those things where just go with Dibs or Danny, I think I was at the time. So
Danny.
There you go.
Go with Danny.
Welcome to your life. Tears for Fears. There you have it. Junior
Great
prom.
Great song. Yeah. You know what caught my eye earlier this week, Dibs?
Tell me.
It was TJ Watt's contract with the Steelers. Did you see this?
Monster.
You see how much he signed for? 3 years, $123 million. 108 of those $123 million guaranteed. That's an AAV of $41 million, and Dibs, he just became the highest paid by AAV non-quarterback in NFL history. $41 million per year.
And he's really good at what he does.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's all ridiculous, but if you put it in context of how good are you at your job, shout out Fitz, be better at your job, he is... probably the best in the business, right? At edge rusher.
Yeah.
I mean, Max Crosby would be on that list, and, you know, you'd like Nick Bosa to be there, but...
Miles Garrett's up there.
Yep.
Yeah, Micah Parsons is up there.
Monsters.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what the going rate is. If you want one of these guys to wreck a game and get after the quarterback, that's basically what it costs.
Do you know off the top of your head, because remember when Nick Bosa signed his contract 2 years ago, he became... the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Do you know where Nick Bosa's AAV, average annual value, ranks now among non-quarterbacks? Highest paid non-quarterbacks. Do you know now where Bosa ranks?
Based on the setup, I'm going to think it's probably not number two. I'd say he's probably like number nine.
You're close. He's tied for seventh.
Okay.
Tied for the seventh highest paid non-quarterback
in NFL history. Is Justin Jefferson ahead of him?
He is. So it goes... TJ Watt, $41 million. Jamar Chase, $40.25 million. Danielle Hunter, $35.6 million. Max Crosby, $35.5 million. Justin Jefferson, $35 million. And then both CeeDee Lamb and Nick Bosa, $34 million AAV.
There you go.
But I mean, it makes sense because at the time that was the new record breaking deal, but we're 2 years removed from being in the heart of Nick Bosa negotiation craziness. And remember, he didn't even sign until the week of game one, week one in Pittsburgh against TJ Watt, oddly enough. And we're 2 years, not even 2 years removed from that. And he's already tied for the seventh highest paid of all time. He has fallen down the list. I mean, almost four per year over the last 2 years. It's kind of, I mean, I know it's just the way that it works. But it almost makes me wonder, like, was it even worth all the hand-wringing the Niners put up with in the first place if you know that a year, 2 years from now, he's not even going to be near the top anymore?
Yes, because, you know, ultimately he was going to hold out as long as he needed to get the money that he felt like he deserved. And once you sign that deal, you know that you're not going to hold up as the all-time leader in non-quarterback money. You know, it's just a matter of time before the next guy comes up and the next guy, and
yeah,
you know, the cap grows and the salaries go up. And
but was it worth it from the Niners' perspective of handling the negotiation the way that they did?
It's just the way they do it. I mean, was it worth it, quote unquote? Probably, because you got a cornerstone player who, you know, helped you get back to the Super Bowl. Was that the very next, that same year?
Yes, they went to the Super Bowl that year when he was holding out.
Right. Yeah. So I guess it's worth it, right? I mean, you got to the fifth quarter of the Super Bowl, even though he held out, and many people think that he had a down year as a result of it. I don't know how bad you would think that his year was. His year was still pretty good. He was a part of a top five defense that went to the Super Bowl. So I think it was worth it. And, you know, the Niners, they go about things in contracts in a certain way, and that's just the way they do it.
That's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line. We haven't heard from him today. It's a Friday.
Yeah, a little bit of a funky Friday, you know, midsummer, and maybe he's on vacation. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
A little bit of a different...
We'll have to hear from him next week.
No doubt. Next Friday, for sure.
Yeah, you're right. This is a slow sports week, so if there was ever a time for our Friday guy to maybe take a Friday off, it might be today.
There's the boys, the best boys in the Bay Area.
Yes. He'll have to take us into the weekend coming up next week here on 95.7 The Game. But, I mean, I don't know. There was just so much drama surrounding that contract extension, and you could say the same thing about Ayuk last year, and maybe the Juwan situation becomes rougher than we expect it to, and maybe it's similar, although it won't be anywhere near the scale of Bosa. But like that Bosa one, I would be curious to find out, Dibs, and maybe we will eventually, we probably won't. The Niners handling that the way that they did, how much money prior did you think that they saved? Or how much of the guaranteed money did they save? What was the benefit of them waiting as long as they did? Because you knew that, I mean, it's just the nature of it. It's what happens with quarterbacks. It's what happens with wide receivers. Maybe the wide receiver bubble is bursting, but the quarterback one is not. When you are a really good player at those positions, you're going to break the record when your contract, when it's your turn to sign your next big contract. It's what happens for all these guys. So if the Niners are going into it expecting that was going to be the case, I'm just curious what they saved themselves by handling it the way that they did, given that Bosa still broke AAV records for non-quarterbacks.
Well, you don't know what the ask was. Maybe it was even more than what you ended up paying him. And,
maybe. And maybe, you know, maybe then it would be worth it. But what if they didn't save all that much in the first place?
Well, it's just the way they go about doing it. They've never shown a readiness with these big contract extensions to settle it early. They want to go ahead and, you know, grind it out. And if it's Parag Marate or if it's Jed York or whoever's the one pushing the buttons on the negotiations and controlling the money, it's the way the 49ers have decided they approach it. And he eventually got $122.5 million total guaranteed, 88 guaranteed at signing. The signing bonus is $50 million, which is spread out over the life of the deal. But, you know, Nick Bosa ultimately got a pretty juicy contract. And, you know, the 49ers, I'm sure they didn't want to have to lose the deal. The one that strikes me is the Ayuk deal because, you know, you ended up paying him. He held out in a similar fashion, not quite as long, but you ended up paying him really, really high market money for a wide receiver. And, you know, as we're seeing in a lot of these other teams, some of these wide receiver deals are now regretted.
Yeah, no doubt. Dibs, we got about a minute left. I'm curious what you think. Will we have any Warriors moves, whether it's Kuminga or others, or a resolution to Juwan Jennings when we come back on Monday?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I don't think so. Juwan, I think, will be next week at some point.
Okay.
Just, you know, camp's going to open Tuesday officially. Wednesday, they're going to be on the field practicing. At that point, it's going to be time for him to Casey Schmidt or get off the pot.
That's a stat.
The two boys.
So just a ho-hum weekend. No major breaking news for our Bay Area teams.
Don't think so.
No Giants trade this weekend either that'll wait till closer to the deadline?
Yeah, I think so. Although, maybe looking for another starting pitcher before long.
Might be.
My goodness.
They might be.
The
two boys. That'll do it. Happy Friday, everybody. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Fox Sports Radio is on the way next, but be sure to be locked in 9 to noon tomorrow for Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Giants talk from 9 to noon tomorrow right here on 95.7 The Game. Dibs, been fun this week. First in Vegas, now back here in the city, and I'll catch up with you coming up on Monday.
I think we need a break from each other, Mark.
Just for the weekend?
Yeah, a couple of days apart.
Okay.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I will see you on Monday.
My man.
All right, for Dibs, for Ken, for Cam, who took off a little bit ago, I'm Mark Randy. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday here on 95.7 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.